This is the joke. My name is Miriam Lucas. Episode number 10 is here. Today's episode is titled, If We Had Contraception, We Could Have Stayed in Africa. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
If we had contraception, we could have stayed in Africa. It's a provocative title. But the truth is that the lack of access to contraception has played a significant role in the massive African diaspora that has taken place over the last few centuries. Africa is a land of incredible diversity, with a richness of cultures and a vast expanse of landmass. Yet, it seems like everywhere you go in Africa, you'll find stories of extreme poverty, hunger, political instability, and ongoing conflict. The question is, why?
One major factor is the lack of access to contraception. In many African countries, birth control is either inaccessible or prohibitively expensive. This means that women who want to delay or prevent pregnancy often have no choice but to rely on traditional family planning methods like abstinence, which may not be practical or effective. The result is that many African women become pregnant at a young age, often before they've finished school or acquired the skills needed to provide for themselves and their families. This, in turn, leads to a host of other problems, including poverty, hunger, and poor health outcomes for mothers and infants. Another consequence of the lack of access to contraception is the high fertility rate in Africa. The average woman in sub-Saharan Africa has about 5 children, compared to around 2 in the United States and Europe. This high fertility rate puts tremendous strain on the continent's already fragile economies and social structures. With so many children to care for, parents often struggle to provide basic necessities like food, clothing, and education. This can lead to a cycle of poverty and dependency that is difficult to break.
Perhaps most significantly, the lack of access to contraception has fueled the massive migration of Africans to other parts of the world. For centuries, people have been leaving Africa in search of better economic opportunities, political stability, and freedom from conflict. In recent years, this migration has accelerated, with millions of Africans making the perilous journey across the Mediterranean to Europe in search of a better life. Many of these migrants are young men and women who are leaving behind families and communities that they love. They are risking everything to try and build a better future for themselves and their loved ones.
So, what can be done about this? The answer is simple. We need to provide greater access to contraception in Africa. This means making birth control more affordable and easier to obtain, especially in rural areas where the need is greatest. We also need to educate young people about the importance of family planning and provide them with the tools and resources they need to make informed decisions about their reproductive health. Of course, this won't be an easy task. There are cultural, religious, and political barriers to overcome, as well as logistical challenges like infrastructure and training. But the potential benefits are enormous. By giving women greater control over their reproductive lives, we can help reduce poverty, hunger, and maternal mortality in Africa. We can also help slow the population growth rate, which will ease the strain on the continent's resources and reduce the need for mass migration.
In conclusion, the lack of access to contraception is a major issue in Africa, and one that has far-reaching consequences for the continent and the world as a whole. By providing greater access to birth control, we can empower women and transform communities. We can help create a brighter future for Africa, where families can flourish, and young people can build the lives they dream of. If we had contraception, we could have stayed in Africa, but by working together, we can help ensure that Africans no longer have to choose between their families and their futures.
This has been The Joke, Episode 10. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.